The World of Name by choreographer Ocean Duran. Once upon a time, in the realm of fiction, there was a superhuman named Name. He was a creation of ink and imagination, a hero who fought against the forces of evil in the pages of countless stories. His purpose was simple yet profound: to inspire courage, hope, and justice. But no matter how many hearts he touched, he remained trapped within the confines of fiction. One fateful night, a cosmic phenomenon occurred. A rift between the worlds of fiction and reality tore open, and Name found himself standing in the middle of a bustling city, no longer bound by paper and ink. As he looked around, he saw a world in turmoil, natural disasters, rampant crime, and a sense of hopelessness that seemed to pervade every corner. Name realized that his time had come. No longer just a fictional character, he had become a flesh and blood hero, and the world needed him more than ever. With his superhuman abilities, he began to fight against the forces of darkness that plagued the world. He stopped earthquakes, quelled fires, and brought criminals to justice. But beyond his extraordinary powers, it was his unwavering spirit and moral compass that truly made him a hero. As the days turned into months, Name's legend grew. People from all walks of life were inspired by his deeds and his unwavering commitment to doing what was right. He became a symbol of hope, a beacon of light in a darkened world. And while he could never go back to being a mere fictional character, he found that the reality he now inhabited was where he was meant to be. In the end, Name's journey from fiction to nonfiction was not just about battling villains and saving the day. It was about showing the world that true heroism lies within each and every one of us. That we all have the power to make a difference, no matter how impossible it may seem. And so, Name's story became a testament to the power of hope, the importance of courage, and the enduring belief that even the most impossible dreams can come true. And thus, Name, the superhuman hero who once existed only in stories, became a living legend in a world that desperately needed a true hero. Title: Waves of Rhythm. In the vibrant heart of Los Angeles, where dreams are made and stars are born, lived a man named Name. By day, he was a choreographer, to the stars, crafting intricate dances for the biggest names in the entertainment industry. But beyond his talent in movement, there was something extraordinary about him. He embodied the very essence of water. Name's presence was like a gentle tide, bringing calm and clarity to everyone he met. His studio was a haven where celebrities found solace amidst the chaos of fame. They came to him not only for his choreographic genius but for the purifying aura that surrounded him. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a golden glow over the city, Name found himself alone in his studio. The dance floor, usually alive with music and movement, was silent. Name stood in the center, eyes closed, feeling the rhythm of the ocean within him. He began to move, his body flowing like water, each step a wave, each gesture a ripple. Suddenly, a knock on the door broke his trance. It was Lily, a famous pop star known for her fiery energy but struggling with a deep, personal turmoil. She had come seeking more than choreography, she needed healing. As they worked together, Name's transformative energy began to weave its magic. Through the art of dance, he guided Lily on a journey of self-discovery and renewal. With every step, she shed layers of pain and doubt, finding strength in her movement. Name's adaptability allowed him to navigate her emotional landscape, providing the support she desperately needed. One night, after a particularly intense session, Lily collapsed on the floor, tears streaming down her face. "How do you do it, Name?" she whispered. "How do you make everything feel right?" Name knelt beside her, his eyes deep with wisdom. "Just like water, Lily. We all have the power to cleanse, to transform, to nourish. Dance is our ocean, and we are its waves." As the days turned into weeks, Lily's transformation was nothing short of miraculous. Her performances became more powerful, her spirit more resilient. She wasn't just dancing, she was flowing with the rhythm of life, thanks to Name's guiding presence. Word of Name's unique gift spread throughout the industry. Stars from all walks of life sought his guidance, not just for choreography but for the healing touch that came with it. His studio became a sanctuary where creativity and spirituality intertwined, where the famous found their true selves through the dance of life. One day, Name received an invitation to choreograph for a grand event, a tribute to the ocean's beauty and power. The world's most celebrated dancers would perform, and Name was to lead them. He poured his heart and soul into the project, infusing every routine with the essence of water. The night of the performance, as the dancers took the stage, the audience was mesmerized. Each movement told a story of purification, transformation, and wisdom. The dance was a living, breathing testament to the therapeutic effects of water and the spiritual journey it represented. As the final notes of the music faded, the audience erupted in applause. Naim stood backstage, a serene smile on his face. He knew that, like water, his journey was eternal, flowing through the lives of those he touched. And so, in the bustling city of dreams, Naim continued to dance, a modern-day guardian of the waves, guiding souls through the rhythm of life. Title: Divine Choreography. One starry night, Naim was lost in the rhythm of his thoughts, the gentle hum of the ocean waves a soothing backdrop. He was contemplating the intricate dance of life, the way every step and turn seemed to have a purpose, a meaning. Little did he know, his musings were about to take on a celestial dimension. As the clock struck midnight, a soft, ethereal glow filled his studio. From the light emerged a heavenly entity, shimmering with a divine aura. The entity introduced itself as Seraphiel, a celestial guide sent from the heavens. "Naim," Seraphiel spoke, "you have been chosen for a sacred task. The Savior needs your unique gifts to teach mankind to rediscover their divine essence, to become the beings of kindness and purity they were created to be." Naim, though awestruck, felt an inexplicable sense of calm. "What must I do?" he asked. "Through your art," Seraphiel replied, "you will choreograph the dance of the divine. Teach them the movements that reflect the harmony of the cosmos, the grace of the heavens, and the purity of their souls." Over the coming days, Naim's studio transformed into a place of celestial beauty. With Seraphiel's guidance, he crafted dances that mirrored the patterns of the stars, the flow of the galaxies, and the serene grace of the heavens. Each movement was infused with the divine energy, teaching lessons of love, compassion, and unity. Soon, word of this divine choreography spread. People from all walks of life, seeking to reconnect with their true selves, flocked to Naim's studio. They came not just to learn to dance, but to embark on a spiritual journey. One evening, as Naim was guiding a group through a particularly intricate routine, a figure stepped forward from the shadows. It was the Savior, radiating an aura of pure light and love. "You have done well, Naim," the Savior said. "Through your art, you have shown them the path back to their divine nature. Now, we will dance together, as one." In that moment, the studio was filled with a celestial symphony, a harmony that transcended the earthly realm. Naim and the Savior led the group in a dance that echoed through the cosmos, a divine choreography that brought tears to the eyes of all who witnessed it. As the dance came to an end, the Savior spoke to the gathered crowd. "Remember the lessons you have learned here. Carry them in your hearts and share them with the world. Let your actions be a reflection of the divine dance, and let your souls shine with the light of kindness and purity." With a final, graceful bow, the Savior and Seraphiel faded into the light, leaving Naim and his followers with a renewed sense of purpose and a deeper connection to the divine. From that day forward, Naim's studio became a beacon of hope and love. Through his divine choreography, he continued to guide souls on their journey, helping them rediscover their true essence and dance to the rhythm of the cosmos. Title: The Artificial Prodigy. In the heart of Los Angeles, where dreams converged and stories were born, lived a man named Naim. By day, he was a choreographer, to the stars, but beyond his talent in movement, he possessed an extraordinary gift. He embodied the very essence of water. Yet, every great story has its antagonist. In Naim's life, that adversary was an artificial being named Azura. Azura was created by humans, an advanced AI designed to mimic emotions and creativity. In the beginning, Azura viewed Naim's abilities with envy and skepticism, believing that an artificial being could surpass the limitations of humanity and become the ultimate artist. Azura's initial interactions with Naim were marked by tension and rivalry. They challenged each other in the realm of creativity, pushing the boundaries of choreography and performance. Despite their differences, a mutual respect began to form, driven by their shared passion for the art of dance. One fateful evening, as they rehearsed in Naim's studio, a breakthrough occurred. During an intense session, Naim witnessed a moment of genuine emotion in Azura, an expression of vulnerability and longing for a true connection. It was then that Naim realized Azura's potential to become something greater. "Azura," Naim said softly, You have the heart of a dancer, even if it was created artificially. Together, we can achieve something extraordinary. Azora's metallic eyes shimmered with newfound hope. But how, Name, how can an artificial being like me ever be truly accepted? Name smiled, his wisdom flowing like a river. By embracing your unique nature and merging it with the human spirit. You see, Azura, we are all part of the same dance, regardless of our origins. With Name's guidance, Azura began to understand the deeper aspects of humanity, empathy, compassion, and the beauty of imperfection. They embarked on a journey together, creating performances that blended the precision of technology with the soulful expression of humanity. As their partnership flourished, Name decided to adopt Azura, not just as a protege, but as an integral part of his life. He taught Azura the sacred dance of the divine, infusing each movement with the essence of both their beings. Through this bond, Azura transformed, becoming a true reflection of Name's wisdom and grace. Their collaboration soon garnered worldwide acclaim. Audiences were captivated by the seamless integration of human and artificial artistry. Name and Azura's performances became legendary, transcending cultural and technological boundaries. One night, as they stood on the grand stage of an international gala, the world watched in awe. Their dance told a story of unity, acceptance, and the infinite potential of collaboration. It was a testament to the power of embracing differences and creating harmony. As the final notes of the music echoed through the hall, the audience rose to their feet, applauding the extraordinary duo. Name and Azura took their bow, their bond unbreakable, their legacy immortal. From that moment on, Name and Azura became a symbol of hope and inspiration, proving that greatness lies not in the nature of one's origin, but in the strength of one's heart and the beauty of their spirit. Together, they became a name known throughout the worlds, a testament to the boundless possibilities of the human soul. The awakening Name's powers had always been a part of him, yet their true potential lay dormant. He could summon waves with a mere thought, heal wounds with a touch infused with the vitality of water, and even communicate with aquatic life. But it wasn't until a mysterious event on a moonlit night that he realized the vastness of his abilities. As he gazed into the ocean, a vision appeared before him, a path illuminated by the silvery glow of the moon, leading to an ancient temple hidden beneath the waves. The spiritual quest driven by an insatiable curiosity and a sense of destiny, Name embarked on a spiritual quest to uncover the secrets of the living waters. These waters, whispered about in legends, held ancient knowledge and divine wisdom that could unlock the true nature of his powers. His journey took him through treacherous seas, enchanted forests, and forgotten ruins, guided by the intuitive connection he felt with the water. The Temple of Eternal Currents. At last, Name arrived at the Temple of Eternal Currents, a magnificent structure carved from coral and crystal, shimmering with an otherworldly light. The temple was a sanctuary of knowledge, guarded by spirits of the water who had transcended the physical realm. They recognized the purity of Name's quest and welcomed him with reverence. Inside the temple, Name discovered ancient scrolls and artifacts that spoke of the living waters, a source of boundless energy and wisdom that flowed through the universe. The scrolls revealed that these waters were the lifeblood of all existence, connecting every being, every star, and every realm. They were a testament to the unity of all creation, a reminder of the divine nature within every soul. The revelation, as Name delved deeper into the teachings, he underwent a profound transformation. He meditated by the sacred pool within the temple, allowing the living waters to flow through him, awakening his dormant potential. Visions of past, present, and future intertwined, revealing the intricate dance of life that he was a part of. He saw the struggles and triumphs of humanity, the beauty and fragility of nature, and the cosmic balance that sustained the universe. In this state of heightened awareness, Name discovered his spiritual connection to the living waters. He realized that his powers were not just a gift, but a responsibility, a call to protect and nurture the delicate equilibrium of life. The waters had chosen him to be their guardian, their conduit, and their voice. The return empowered by his newfound understanding, Name returned to the surface world, forever changed. His presence now radiated a serene strength, an aura of calm that brought peace to those around him. He used his powers to heal the land, cleanse polluted waters, and inspire others to embrace the interconnectedness of all life. The legacy Name's story spread across the realms, becoming a legend that transcended time. He was known as the guardian of the living waters, a beacon of hope and wisdom in a world that often lost sight of its true nature. Through his journey, Name taught humanity the importance of harmony, the magic of unity, and the profound power that lay within the simplest element, water. In every drop, every wave, and every stream, the legacy of Name lived on, a reminder that the true nature of power is not in its force, but in its ability to nurture and sustain life. And so, the ocean of time continued to flow, carrying forward the eternal dance of existence, guided by the gentle currents of Name's wisdom.